Welcome to this meditation for Sunday, the 5th of June, 2022. Today's scripture is from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. It tells of the appearance of the risen Christ to his confused and grieving disciples. And so it might have something to say to us, his confused and grieving disciples of today. The disciples were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. Yet for all their joy, they were still disbelieving and wondering. And he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Your hearts probably broke along with mine this past week as the funerals of the children murdered in Texas were held. Your hearts probably break along with mine every day as life in today's world relentlessly challenges our minds, hearts, and souls on every level. If those first disciples were confused, grieving, doubtful, and terrified, we are likely more so, more confused, more grief-stricken at multiple levels, more doubtful of where to turn and when and how, and more terrified that there is nothing left that can or will sustain us. We probably need precisely what the first disciples needed: something startlingly tangible to reassure and bolster us. The risen Christ knew that it was one of those moments when words alone would not suffice. His disciples needed the startling assurance of multi-sensory experience. So Jesus came among them in corporeal form and said, "Touch me and see." And so they touched him, and they gave him a piece of broiled fish, which he ate right in front of them. He had died, but was alive. His body had been broken and mutilated, and yet here it was in fullness of life, eating broiled fish. And then he informed them that the Spirit that filled him and enabled him would come upon them and fill them and enable them to be him to others. And so through his gospel and the Holy Spirit, he informs us that the same Spirit that filled him and the first disciples, that enabled him and the first disciples, and all the disciples since, comes to us. We are not the lost and bereft, who must go in search of something tangible to cling to, believe in, and be sustained by. We are that something. We are the tangible we seek. Look at your hands right now. Hold them in front of you. Reach out, and if you can, touch your feet and legs, your abdomen, neck, head, hair. Rub your hands up and down each arm and across your chest. If you are like me, there are scars, blemishes, and signs of wear and tear. That ever-growing, omnipresent catalog of physical imperfections and diminishment. We don't need holes through our hands and feet, or a spear wound in our side. We get it. We share with him the injuries and imperfections of the human body that we have accumulated through the lives we have lived. And we share with him the very same need for food and drink. He wants us to know that we share all of this and more. We share the same need for spiritual sustenance that the first disciples had, and the same need of endurance, hope, and faith necessary to carry on Christ's ministry of word and deed. Yes, the world is a mess, but it's always been a mess and likely always will be until our Lord finally returns. And yes, we all die a little every day as we struggle with the evils, injustices, heartache, pain, and grief of life. The ongoing diminishment of our bodies and the sufferings of those we love and all people everywhere, and indeed our own sufferings of every kind. And yet here we are, still eating whatever is our personal version of broiled fish. Still here and still capable of proclaiming him, witnessing to him, being him in the flesh for as many people as we can reach today, tonight, tomorrow, and however many tomorrows are left to us. When we need the literal physical assurance that the first disciples needed so long ago. We can simply fold our hands in front of us and see and feel how much more powerful hands are when they are joined together in faith, hope, and love. Let's grasp our two hands in front of us and hold this powerful prayerful posture as we invite Him anew into our hearts and sense the ageless, infinite power of connection to Christ flowing through us. This is the miracle we seek. We are the miracle because we are His. Go forward and testify in your tiny corner of the world, in the unique ways in which only you can, to who you are in Christ and to who Christ is in you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.